Harper Audio presents Slowness by Milan Kundera. Translated from the French by Linda Asher. Performed by Richmond Hoxie. One. We suddenly had the urge to spend the evening and night in a chateau. Many of them in France have become hotels, a square of greenery lost in a stretch of ugliness without greenery, a little plot of walks, trees, birds, in the midst of a vast network of highways. I am driving, and in the rearview mirror I notice a car behind me. The small left light is blinking, and the whole car emits waves of impatience. The driver is watching for the chance to pass me. He is watching for the moment the way a hawk watches for a sparrow. Vera, my wife, says to me, "Every 50 minutes, somebody dies on the road in France. Look at them. All these madmen tearing along around us. These are the same people who manage to be so terrifically cautious when an old lady is getting robbed in front of them on the street. How come they have no fear when they're behind the wheel?" What could I say? Maybe this. The man hunched over his motorcycle can focus only on the present instant of his flight. He is caught in a fragment of time, cut off from both the past and the future. He is wrenched from the continuity of time. He is outside time. In other words, he is in a state of ecstasy. In that state, he is unaware of his age, his wife, his children, his worries, and so he has no fear, because the source of fear is in the future, and a person freed of the future has nothing to fear. Speed is the form of ecstasy the technical revolution has bestowed on man. As opposed to a motorcyclist, the runner is always present in his body, forever required to think about his blisters, his exhaustion. When he runs, he feels his weight, his age, more conscious than ever of himself and of his time of life. This all changes when a man delegates the faculty of speed to a machine. From then on, his own body is outside the process, and he gives over to a speed that is non-corporeal, non-material, pure speed, speed itself, ecstasy speed. A curious alliance. The cold impersonality of technology with the flames of ecstasy. I recall an American woman from 30 years ago, with her stern, committed style, a kind of apparatchik of eroticism, who gave me a lecture, chillingly theoretical, on sexual liberation. The word that came up most often in her talk was orgasm. I counted 43 times. The religion of orgasm. Utilitarianism projected into sex life. Efficiency versus indolence. Coition, reduced to an obstacle to be got past as quickly as possible in order to reach an ecstatic explosion. The only true goal of lovemaking and of the universe. Why has the pleasure of slowness disappeared? Ah, where have they gone, the amblers of yesteryear? Where have they gone, those loafing heroes of folk song? Those vagabonds who roam from one mill to another and bed down under the stars. Have they vanished, along with footpaths, with grasslands and clearings, with nature? There is a Czech proverb that describes their easy indolence by a metaphor. They are gazing at God's windows. A person gazing at God's windows is not bored. He is happy. In our world, indolence has turned into having nothing to do, which is a completely different thing. A person with nothing to do is frustrated, bored, is constantly searching for the activity he lacks. I check the rearview mirror, still the same car, unable to pass me because of the oncoming traffic. Beside the driver sits a woman. Why doesn't the man tell her something funny? Why doesn't he put his hand on her knee? Instead, he's cursing the driver ahead of him for not going fast enough, and it doesn't occur to the woman either to touch the driver with her hand. Mentally, she's at the wheel with him, and she's cursing me too. And I think of another journey from Paris out to a country chateau, which took place more than 200 years ago. The journey of Madame de Tay and the young chevalier, who went with her. It is the first time they are so close to each other, and the inexpressible atmosphere of sensuality around them springs from the very slowness of the rhythm. Rocked by the motion of the carriage, the two bodies touch, first inadvertently, then advertently, and the story begins.